And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Good afternoon, everybody, and Happy New Year. This is
Happy New Year! Merry New Year!
Merry New Year!
Merry New Year! Oh, Fred, your microphone gave out.
Oh, well, yeah, but I still have my mouth on it.
So okay, say that again.
Say what again?
Whatever you just said.
Happy New Year!
Merry New Year!
This is the Fred Jeff Show. I am Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff.
Hello, everybody.
And we have this radio program. We've been doing it since May, and they renewed our lease.
What do you know?
Woohoo!
It's a new year, and we've bamboozled them again.
All right.
Hey, we want to say thanks to all of our sponsors, and please, please, please support our sponsors because they support us, and we make you laugh or we tell you a little bit of something that makes you happy. Remember, the Fred and Jeff Show is all about the great things living in Tucson, the people, places, events, why you love living in the old Pueblo. And these people make our show possible. And it's Five Star Pest Control, a made to order, Barker Morrissey Contracting, Casa de la Luz Hospice, Charlie's Comics, H&S Estate Gardening, our buddies at Mayfield Florist, Temco Air Environmental, Big Mike at the Tinderbox, the Tucson Roller Derby, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and your friends at
Ronstadt
Insurance. That's right. So we got a big, big, big show for you today. Some new faces in town from the Berg, and we'll get more into that in a little bit. But after the first commercial break, unless you got some nonprofit stuff to talk about.
No, actually, I don't.
Really?
Yeah, I dropped the ball. I'm sure there's something going on, and I'm sure somebody will text me during the break to let me know what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. We like to promote the folks out there doing good for others.
Yeah, but I was focused on some other stuff today, and I didn't do my regular homework.
That's right, Fred. You put your business card together today, didn't you?
No, you did that. You did that during lunch, and then said, "Here's your business card."
I misspelled your name, I think.
Yeah, you did.
R-H-O-N-D-S-T.
I think there's a silent Q in there, too.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
So enjoy your ride home. Be safe. And on the other side of the break, we're going to introduce everybody to our guests. So stick around.
What are some of the simple ways Five Star's treatments last longer?
The simplest place to start was the water. The city water supply is treated with chemicals like chlorine. Chlorine can begin to break down the chemicals before they're even applied.
At Five Star, we use only purified water to mix all of our materials for termite and pest control. This is just the first step in making Five Star's treatments last longer than other companies.
For longer lasting termite and pest control protection, trust Five Star, 886-0045.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
This is Lamont Hundley from Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. When it comes to your personal exercise routine, balance should be the most important ingredient. It's easy to lose track of time during a workout. Often we end up doing more strength training, then your cardio gets shortened, and there's no time to stretch. Balance is always the key to fitness success. You need an accurate portion of cardiovascular and respiratory improvement exercises, strength training, and always stretch before or after the workout. Just as a balanced diet is important in your nutrition, a balanced workout would help you achieve greater results. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff fitness tips.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quoted.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
Did the old Najuid Gakunyapsi?
And welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm joined by my brother, Jeff Arias.
There's some ladies walking out of the building a minute ago, and I yelled down at them because they were laughing and having a good time, and we could hear them through the window. And I said, "Come on up, be on the radio." And they looked at me and went, "Nah."
Well, we don't need them. We have a great guest.
Yeah, who are we talking to today?
Well, you know, one of the pillar organizations of this community is the United Way.
And yes, they are.
We recently had a change of command over at United Way, and the new president CEO is Tony Penn. Welcome, Tony.
Thanks so much. We appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about my favorite subject, the United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Cleveland Browns.
No. No, we'll cover my fledgling team after hometown team.
We're going to have a lot of time to talk about the programs at United Way, and there are a lot of great programs, and especially now that it's coming up in tax season, there's a really important program that you guys are kicking off. But we want to get to know you a little bit. You know, this program, as my brother said earlier, is about the people, places, the events, the history, the culture in this region that make it such a great place to live.
Yes.
And we want to talk about you.
Great.
We want to you know, pick your brain, see who you are, and let you use this as an opportunity to really introduce yourself to the community and let us know who you are.
Good. Well, certainly I appreciate the chance to come on because in this particular role, I certainly can't have enough friends.
It's true.
I need all the friends I can get because we are in a time where certainly the needs are great in our community, and being able to serve it effectively and serve it in this tough economy that we're experiencing right now. But that's where the challenge of the United Way and the challenge of the community to be able to come together to make a difference can really happen.
All right. That's good. That's a very good, very good thing to say, because I know most of, if not all, the people that are listening to this show support the United Way in one form or another.
Great.
But let's talk about you, Tony.
Okay,
you,
great.
That Lou Rawls voice of yours. Do you sing?
A little bit at church.
All right.
In fact, this appeared out of nowhere when I was 15 years old.
Voice did?
It did. I went to bed a tenor, and I woke up, and it was this voice.
Really?
In fact,
smoking cigars out back?
No, yeah, I wasn't. In fact, my dad's a tenor, and in fact, he's a pretty great singer. And,
all right.
So this must go back a couple of generations.
But, that's good.
But it served me well, especially when it comes time to make sure that people pay their pledges. And I call
the big bear tone voice.
Yes.
Hey, Ronstadt, you owe me $100.
Oh, it's in the mail.
But it's all for a good cause.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So you're originally from Cleveland.
Originally from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
And, I come to Tucson, though, by way of San Antonio, Texas. That was where my last duty station was with the YMCA of Greater San Antonio for the last nine years.
Oh, we love the YMCA here in Tucson.
It's a great organization,
fantastic.
A great movement, and they do great work. But I can tell you that we were great strategic partners with the United Way of Greater San Antonio.
What way?
We actually partnered to do some pretty phenomenal work in the area of child care. In fact, we had 56 child care sites.
Wow.
One of our primary funders was the United Way of San Antonio. And in fact, the last allocation that the YMCA received from the United Way of San Antonio was about $1.4 million under my tenure. But that helped us to create some great after-school programs and after-school sites where kids could be nurtured and really taken care of in a phenomenal way, and we could produce really great outcomes.
Now, how long have you been in Tucson?
Been in Tucson 6 months, coming up this week.
Well, great. So it's a little hard to tell probably now, but you see any similarities between Tucson and San Antonio?
I see actually some pretty phenomenal similarities, especially when you go back to San Antonio about 20 years ago.
Really?
Just before San Antonio hit its great growth spurt and grew from a town of about 750,000 people to this town now of almost 2 million. But also when we went through a great time of economic development that created the diverse economy that helped San Antonio fare pretty well, even in this economic downturn. But I see Tucson is very poised. And one of the reasons that I accepted the challenge to come to this great city is because I believe that we're on the verge of some great things happening here in Tucson also, because I do see a lot of similarities there.
All right. We like that.
Yeah.
Like that a lot.
Yeah.
So you were with the Y for, I got your CV a little early. You were there for what?
About 9 years that I was with the YMCA. And but during that tenure with the YMCA, one of the things that I went there to do was to be able to create a professional development team. I have accepted my lot in life. And not many of us have gotten there yet, but I'm one of those guys who's accepted the fact that I just happen to be able to do turnarounds. And
turnarounds.
And that is to be able to go into organizations and help to strengthen them so that they can do the great work that they are meant to do. And that happened at the YMCA during my tenure there, and with the help of a lot of great volunteers, with the help of a great community coming together. We had not built a new facility in 30 years prior to my tenure at the YMCA.
Well, for what reason? Just didn't have the money?
Well, we had not made that leap. And we hadn't made the investment of being able to create a professional development team that it takes to be able to make that happen. Fortunately, during the time that I was hired to be able to go develop that, we pulled together the professional development team that we needed, along again with the great volunteers, to create the support, to build the case, and get people involved.
That's great.
And we built six new facilities.
Six?
Six new facilities. But one of the great things that happened during that time is that we not only built those six new facilities, but we renovated our urban facilities that existed.
So you strengthened the infrastructure as well as
grew
it.
We did, yeah. We left no Y behind while we were building our new while we were building our new Ys. So we went into the West Side Barrios area and renovated our Y, and we went to the East Side and to the area there where it was an economic decline, but we still made the investment because we had a strategic plan that was built on two tenets. And we made it simple between the leadership of the organization and us as a staff coming together, the volunteers coming together. And that was, number one, to have equal access so that anyone in our 10-county service area could become a member, and to have equal facilities so that you'd have the same paint, the same equipment, the same programming across the service area. And we achieved it in the 9 years that I was there.
And lots of collaboration with the private sector and the government sector.
Well, again, with organizations like the United Way, who was a critical strategic partner for us. And so in that, I had the opportunity to be able to become very connected to our United Way, and in fact even became very good friends with the president of the United Way, who recommended me for this job here in Tucson.
The president in San Antonio?
The president in San Antonio did.
Oh, that's fantastic. Right. Fantastic. So you're married?
I
grown
am.
Kids.
Yep, I'm married. I have two grown sons and they married well, which is great. And
it's always good to marry well.
It is.
We were joking. You know, we were joking earlier today when we were going over the show, and you know, this beautiful headshot of you on the website, and we're like, he's got two kids. Okay, that's fine. And like 10 grandkids.
I have
like, what?
Ten grandbabies.
What?
Yeah.
How? What? From what age to what age?
From 13 down to the most recent. Who is baby Tony, by the way.
Okay. All right.
Not Tony the second.
No, actually.
Or third.
It goes, actually it's the third.
All right.
But this is a little girl, T-O-N-I,
all right.
This time. And she was born in June.
June what?
June of last year. June the 28th.
Oh, okay. Fred's the 18th and I'm the 21st. You could have won a prize. Oh, so are all the grandbabies and kids still in San Antonio?
They are. Yeah, they are. And but there are big plans being made, I'm sure, as we speak. In fact, we've heard, my wife and I have heard about them. So,
all right, good
and
for
spring
you.
Break is going to be quite an event.
Well, don't let anyone fool you. There are tons of things to do in Tucson for those little people.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there are.
From the zoo to the
Old Children's
Tucson.
Museum.
Tons of stuff. And you probably already know that already.
Actually, I've had the good fortune to be able to connect with some of those folks because they are partners with the United Way already. And
that's
you
right.
mentioned one, the Children's Museum. That's a great great venue. I've had a chance to
Our kids love that place. They love
so,
it.
Yeah, and so I'm glad that that you've mentioned that Tucson is very friendly towards our youth, because that's a big part of the work that the United Way does in our area of education.
Great. Well, we got, what do you think, a break now, or should we keep going to the bottom of the hour?
Let's go, because, you know, we want to probe you a little bit. You know, it's because I know that as an
don't take that personal, by the way.
as an executive director or president of somebody, you know, who is in the upper echelon of these organizations, you have a very polished speech about always, you know, we ask
the elevator speech.
Well, you ask the question, you always go back to your points. Yeah, you know, I used to do that all the time on the city council. But, I mean, What really drives you as a person? I mean, it's away from United Way, away from YMCA, mm-hmm. you know, what kind of things, you know, do you anticipate in really enjoying in Tucson?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, just as a person living here, enjoying this space, what are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to a chance to be able to enjoy the outdoors, and that this is such an active community. And I come from, again, San Antonio, which had the notorious reputation, and this is public knowledge, that that it was actually coined one of the less healthy cities in America.
Really?
Because, but coming
too much brisket?
Probably that, and I tell you, and great food, you know.
Yeah.
But coming here to Tucson and seeing such an active community here, because we don't have the great bike paths that and those things that are already in the infrastructure here, it's certainly exciting to me. And being one who's really into being able to take care of myself. And
are you a bike rider?
No, but I'm a runner. And,
oh, all right.
And so
what have you run?
5Ks mainly. I'm not a long distance guy, but I certainly enjoy getting out and doing that. And I do run.
They're all over the place.
Great.
We'll have to get you down to the Bisbee Step Run. Yeah. There's the Tucson
Marathon. A friend of mine just did that. He said it was wonderful. And actually, every single Monday night, about 5:30 downtown, you go to the downtown depot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a thing called Meet Me at Maynard's, and they have a 4 mile run or a walk, and that's every single Monday.
In fact, I had dinner down there a few months back, and saw them congregating there, and I asked a question, and somebody told me that.
Fred just earned his hat or something. What did
you? Yeah, I just earned a hat. See, it's one of these incentive programs where you know, it's free to join. You just show up, and we have a group that we walk with, and we always take more people because we just enjoy walking and talking.
Good.
And there's runners, and I don't think you can talk when you run, but if you do it for 8 weeks, they give you a shirt. And if you do it for 15 weeks, they give you a running cap.
Wow.
So I got my cap. And I haven't been back since. So
nice.
No, I got my cap, and then I went on vacation, and yesterday would have been my first day back, but I was with my brother, and we were talking about a bunch of stuff, and it got – past the point of no return for me to actually make it.
Yeah,
I had no idea the point of no return for you not to make it was 3:30 in the afternoon.
Dude, we were at your office till like 5:30 yesterday.
I'm just teasing you. Come on.
People listen to this show. People I walk with, they'll be harassing me next week.
Fred.
Yeah, your brother threw you under the bus again.
So you like the outdoors?
I like the outdoors.
I'm sure your wife does as well.
She does.
Yeah, and so Tucson's going to be great. You are going to be a great match for Tucson.
Well,
collaboration. Mm-hmm. You've got a fantastic history of doing that. You're already one step closer to the Y because of your history with the Y, and the Y here in Tucson, all about collaboration.
Well, we already have a great relationship going on with the YMCA.
Yeah, Dane Wool over
Dane
there.
Dane's doing a great job. In fact, I've already had the privilege of being able to go and give a presentation to his board of directors to reacclimate them to the work of the United Way and why our partnership is so effective and why it's so important to the community.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Now, we have like about 4 minutes left. And we're going to talk a lot about the programs on the other side of the news. But do you see just, 10,000-foot look, some big projects that you're going to be working towards over the next, 5, 10, 20 years?
Yes.
Is 4 minutes enough to talk about that?
Just a 10,000-foot.
But before we do that, let's talk the quickie that you brought that piece of paper about the VITA program.
Yeah, it's a VITA program.
Tell our listeners about that.
VITA, Volunteer Tax Assistance Program. Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is one of those great programs that the United Way actually provides here to the community. It's a program where we are the largest tax preparer in Pima County.
Seriously?
Folks don't know that. Yes,
the
United Way is. And what the program is, and it helps us to be able to do one of the great things that is part of our strategic goals. And we have four strategic initiatives that are important for our United Way, one being education, another being income, third being health, and the fourth being the working poor.
Education. Let me repeat those. Mm-hmm. Education.
Yes.
Working poor.
Income.
Education. Income. Health.
Health.
And the
working
poor.
Okay. That's great. And in the area of income, one of the programs that we do to provide financial stability, because it's all about providing financial stability and actually helping families to be able to get there, is our volunteer income tax assistance program. And in that program, what we do is that with the help of a tremendous help of some dedicated volunteers, we prepared over 8,000 tax returns for moderate and low income families.
Okay, define moderate and low income.
Moderate income would be those who
45,000 a year.
Yep, about 40,000 and below.
And below. Okay.
And but not only that, but we also help to provide wraparound programs that goes with that tax preparation and to be able to teach financial stability and to be able to teach and have families go through a program where we help them to be able to sometimes get their first bank account.
Wow.
Some families to learn how to balance a checkbook. Some folks learn how to get their first mortgage and to be able to buy a home.
So it's more financial planning.
It is.
And instead of going running to Circle K to get that pack of diapers where it's most expensive,
mm-hmm.
maybe think ahead and go somewhere else where you can get a lot more at a lesser price.
Absolutely.
But little things like that.
But it's also even nutrition programs and how to eat better. Have better nutrition, but also along with that, those are the things that help us to be able to partner with, like we already mentioned, the YMCA, so that maybe they can start on a wellness program.
Activate Tucson.
There you go. And good opportunities to be able to help those families to create financial stability within their households. But what we also did during the tax year was that more than $10 million was actually brought back into the community because of the work of the United Way.
$10 million?
More than $10 million came back to the Tucson community through those tax returns and through those earned income tax credits and through the tax refunds that people actually were able to receive.
All right, we want to talk about that more on the other side of the break, but we got to go to the news now, and we will see you all, or we'll talk to y'all in a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Local talk at its best.
Up next, you won't believe what's going to happen.
This is Tucson's Jolt. KJLL, South Tucson.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case.
Navy Captain Owen Honors is no longer in command of the USS Enterprise. He was relieved of his duty on Tuesday after profanity and slur-laden videos he produced came to light. His boss, Admiral John Harvey, says Honors was not fired.
Captain Honors has been reassigned to administrative duties with the commander, Naval Air Forces Atlantic.
Harvey says Honors' production of the video showed a profound lack of good judgment and professionalism. Preliminary hearing is underway in Los Angeles for Michael Jackson's doctor. Conrad Murray could face trial for involuntary manslaughter in the pop superstar's death. An autopsy concluded Jackson died from a combination of a powerful anesthetic and sedatives. It's the eve of a new Congress. Republicans are preparing to take control of the House on Wednesday, and they pledge to repeal President Obama's health care reforms. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Intuit Small Business presents Clarity in 30 Seconds. To see exactly where your business stands, just open Intuit QuickBooks and click on Reports. Hit the Profit and Loss tab. And there you have it, the bottom line, literally. All your income and expenses made clear, with enough time left over to give myself a crew cut. Goodbye, home perm. Try Intuit QuickBooks online free for 30 days at Intuit.com. We do the legwork so you can do what you love. Intuit. Small business rejoice.
I made the switch and saved ever since.
Mark Ramirez on transferring his prescriptions to Sam's Club Pharmacy.
Low prices, $4 generics, great staff, and usually I'm in and out in less than 20 minutes.
Our professional pharmacist and team help you save time, but always have time to help.
Just on one prescription, I've saved enough to pay for my whole membership.
Try Sam's Club Pharmacy today. If you're not completely satisfied, get a $10 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple. See Sam's Club for details. Savings based on refill of non-insured medication and plus discount.
Intuit Small Business presents Payroll in 30 Seconds. Just type employee hours into Intuit Online Payroll. Wages and taxes are calculated automatically. A few more clicks to print paychecks or make a direct deposit, and we're done. In our remaining time, here's a flock of pigeons playing ragtime piano with their beaks. Try Intuit Online Payroll free for 30 days at Intuit.com. We do the legwork so you can do what you love. Intuit. Small business rejoice.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest, is at a new location, the southwest corner of Speedway and Craycroft. Open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small. Shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279. Or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest.
May I light that cigar for you, sir?
Thank you.
Why, thank you.
And welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother, Jeff. And it's time for our weekly
Cigar Minute with Big Mike from the Tinderbox. How you doing, Mike?
I'm good. Good evening.
Good evening to you.
So what tasty treat do you have in store for us this week, Michael?
Today I have got a cigar made by Altadis, the same people that make the Monte Cristos and the Romeo and Julietas. It's another line that they have called A Torrent, and the cigar is called the Triple Play. And what makes this cigar interesting, it's got three types of Maduro tobacco in it.
Thus it's a Triple Play.
Exactly. So the wrapper has got a San Andres wrapper. The binder is a Connecticut broadleaf Maduro, and the filler is a combination of Nicaraguan, San Andres, and Honduran Maduros. And it's not as strong as people would think. It's got a lot of depth of flavor, but it's not a very overpowering cigar. And what I like about some Maduro cigars, they tend to be a little on the sweeter side. It's a cool little cigar to smoke.
That is true. The Maduro is very deceptive when you look at it. Because it looks like it might put you down.
Exactly. I mean, Maduro, the definition of Maduro is mature, not strong. So it's an aged tobacco. Typically, it's fermented longer, but it doesn't necessarily make it a stronger tasting tobacco.
No, it's always very nice and oily and sweet and just a tasty experience.
Exactly.
Mike, what happened to the Warlock?
It's gone.
Really?
We gave it a week. Oh. It ended yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. You were in San Diego. No, you weren't.
Yeah, I wasn't in San Diego. I was in town. But when we came by to see you yesterday, and you gave me a Warlock, and I thought, oh, this is going to be a fantastic cigar of the week. But they're all gone.
You came in at the tail end of the thing, so now we have a new one today.
Beautiful.
Fred, help him keep up.
Please.
Yeah, okay, I try. It's an unending string of failures.
Come on, you got to be nice to me, or I'm going to ask Mike what the room note is.
Oh.
All right, Michael, if somebody wants to come and pick up a Triple Play, where do they go?
They can come see us at 5350 East Broadway Boulevard. That's 3124, and the phone number is 747-4807.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Thanks,
that is
Mike.
The cigar of the week. You buy three, you get one free. And before or after you have a cigar, visit our friend Roy Schaefer at the Monkey.
Yeah, the Monkey Burger. Had a good burger there yesterday, that Chi Town. Delicious. Yeah.
Tasty place.
See you on the other side.
Lately, I find myself out gazing at stars.
Hi, I'm John Fina from Performance Footwear, and a lot of people think that after I finished playing pro football, my health insurance would not be an issue. Not true. So when I needed a great health plan for me and my family, I called the folks at Ronstadt Insurance. They hooked us up with the perfect policy from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and we couldn't be happier. So if you're shopping for health insurance, give my friends at Ronstadt Insurance a call at 721-4848. They'll be happy to help you. Oh, and when my mom and dad turned 65, my friend Jim at Ronstadt Insurance helped them find the right Medicare plan. Call the pioneers in good service at Ronstadt Insurance, and they'll help you buy the right policy the first time.
Ronstadt Insurance is a full-service insurance agency. Give us a call at 721-4848 or look us up online at ronstadtinsurance.com. Ronstadt Insurance is an agent authorized to sell health insurance plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
A made-to-order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs, from one-time, move-outs, weekly, monthly, and on-call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made-to-order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made-to-order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made-to-order, woman-owned and detailed. Focused.
Power Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Oh, baby, baby, don't you treat me this way. I'll be back on my feet someday.
You're number three on a published list being told to leave town. You must be making somebody nervous. I'm the Baron, conspiracy factualist extraordinaire, and the nervous guest this week will be Jimmy Bogle, editor of the Tucson Weekly and the man who wants to cleanse Tucson of conspiracy theorists. We'll talk chemtrails, stolen elections, and September 11th with a true believer in the official stories. It's Gnosis, and you can only hear it this Saturday afternoon from 3 to 4 on AM 1330, KJLL, The Jolt.
All right, that was a shameless plug by our
producer
Chuck. Nice work, Chuck. All right, hey, everybody.
Yeah, we do encourage you to listen to the programming here at The Jolt, especially ours.
Yeah. Oh,
and by the way, visit us at our electronic companion to the Fred and Jeff Show, which is fredandjeff.com.
And we're, you know what? We've got a bunch of people that have friended us that like us on Facebook. So listen to future shows. We're thinking about doing some fun things with our Facebook page.
Oh, and should we do the thing about the iTunes?
Oh, yeah.
You can actually go to iTunes and subscribe to the Fred and Jeff Show.
Right, for free.
For free. And we're waiting for somebody to write a review.
Yeah, one star, five stars, hint, hint, hint.
Five stars would be nice. You are the first person to review this. If you're the first person to review the Fred and Jeff Show on iTunes,
we will give you a dozen roses from Mayfield's Florist. A dozen roses. Yep.
Yeah, we need to see we need proof of that it's you. So somebody says, you know, Spanky Nana at AOL.com. We don't know who that is.
Yeah, who is that?
So we want a real person doing
or it. Or the Baron at thejolt.com. No. Or Ray Carroll at Pima County Gov. No.
That guy has won more roses off of us.
Poor Ray. He called me up the other day. He goes, hey, Rondo, I won the roses again. Is that okay? Is that against the show rules? I go, no, Ray, but would you please let other people have a shot? Because poor Chuck is back going, we already have a winner. We already have a winner.
Yeah, we had about six or eight people call for those roses. And Ray Carroll's like, he's got the jolt on speed dial.
Yeah, but you know he's making his wife real happy.
Yeah, he is.
All right, so we are back with our...
A train wreck. We're back with Tony Penn from the United Way of Tucson in Southern Arizona.
Yes.
And we were talking about the VITA program right before the break, and you had an interesting little tidbit of knowledge, is that this program infuses $10 million back into the community.
More than $10
million. That's amazing.
Back into the community last year.
And that's just people getting returns, getting money that they didn't know that they were... That they were entitled to?
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a guy with a family, and I'm making $40,000 a year, and the next thing I know, I get a $3,000 return.
Mm-hmm.
I'm buying that flat panel TV, right? I mean, those people...
We hope not. We hope that after you have an opportunity, because the great thing about this program is that you go through a financial literacy training, and through that financial literacy training, we hope that you make a wiser decision after you've gone through the training itself, and it helps you to be able to see the wisdom and possibly doing some of those things that we talked about earlier, and that is maybe get an opportunity to buy your first home or make a down payment on your kids' education, or do some
pay
great
down
thing
some
that
debt. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Pay down some debt, but we believe that once you go through the financial literacy training and you learn about the opportunities that you can create because of this windfall, we hope that it helps to create that financial stability that is in households that will help us to do the other great strategic initiatives that the United Way does here in Tucson and Southern Arizona.
All right, and give us those again, because we, you know,
the
people
pillars.
Listen, they turn on, they turn off.
Good.
Give us those four pillars again.
Good. First, it starts with education, and what we do in the area of education, we have more than 11,000 kids in high-quality child care that we help to provide through the First Thing First grant, because we are the fiduciary agents for the First Thing First state grant, which brings about $10 million to this community.
Wow.
That goes directly to early childhood education. And through a number of our community partners, those kids are in high-quality child care that's getting them ready to learn, ready to read, and ready to succeed, so that when they enter kindergarten, because we focus on kids between 0 to 3 to get them prepared, that they have the best opportunity for success. We know that statistics definitely show that when you make that investment in early childhood education and you put them in clean, nurturing, safe environments where they are taught by professionals and made ready, that they have a much better chance of being on par when they get to the third grade, and we check their third grade reading levels, which is part of the metrics that we hope to improve through these programs, and we know that we can improve through these programs, but also help to graduation with graduation rates.
That's great. It's all about outcomes.
And so that's what we do in our education program, and we hope to partner even stronger with our school districts to be able to make that happen. And currently we are working with the school districts to be able to make that happen. But we also do after school programs with some of our community partners to be able to help in that area too. So that's education. Income, we talked about the financial stability and we talked about our VITA program. But we also, that third is the area of health. And right. In health, we help to provide access to health care for those who may not have that access, because we know that really is one of the basic building blocks to be able to build a better life and build a better community, which is our mission at the United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona. And then the fourth is the working poor. And there we help to work with the basic building blocks that some of the other basic building blocks. And those are things that are basic needs. Basic needs like food, clothing, shelter that we help with the working poor.
Now, all this stuff comes with a price tag.
Yes.
And you guys are in the midst of your annual campaign.
We are.
So let's talk about that for a little bit.
Good. Our annual campaign, this year's goal is just a little bit higher than last year. Last year, we raised $8.5 million in our annual campaign, and that was mainly through our workplace campaign. And many folks are introduced to the United Way through the workplace campaign.
Through payroll deductions.
And we've got some great partnerships with some fantastic corporate partners who are helping us this year to have a great campaign, but we always need a little more support. So this year, our campaign goal is 4% more. So we're hoping to raise about $8.9 million this year in our annual campaign. But we would certainly encourage all of those who are listening today to participate. But if you don't have the opportunity to participate in your workplace, then we certainly encourage you to go to our website where you can give just at the click of a button.
And what's the website?
Our website is UnitedWayTucson.org.
Right.
UnitedWayTucson.org.
Now, we'll have that on our website.
And we'll put that on the website. The economy is pretty challenging right now.
It is.
And how's the campaign tracking? And do you have some superstar companies who've really stepped up at the moment?
We do. And certainly I want to recognize that we've got some great partnerships with folks like Unisource and TEP, a great organization who's helped us tremendously. We've got Geico, who is a great partner of ours and a great corporate champion who helps us to be able to do that. We've got Citibank, and who's a great partner of ours, IBM, Raytheon, the list goes on of folks who have helped us to raise the bar just a little bit in this year's campaign. We're tracking about 52% at this time of our goal, which puts us only about 2% behind last year's at year to date.
And when is your campaign end?
Our campaign ends at the 31st of May is when the campaign ends. But we've got a goal that we need to be at least at the 80% mark on the 31st of March. Okay. And so that's our goal, is to be at that 80% mark. But we certainly would appreciate the help and the support of your listeners. And we would also encourage them to become a campaigner and tell your friends.
Well, who's your campaign chair this year?
Our campaign chair this year is Mike Harris. And Mike Harris is a VP Mike's a great guy. He's got a long legacy of community service.
Yes, he does.
And Mike is infectiously enthusiastic about the work of serving the community. And so we couldn't have better leadership, we think, this year.
Very. You have his wife Charlotte helping out too.
Charlotte is someone else who has a long history of a service to the community, and you always get Charlotte when you can get Mike on tap.
Sometimes you'd rather have Charlotte than Mike.
Remember, Fred and Jeff said that, Mike. I didn't.
Oh, we go back. Mr. Harris and Ms. Harris are a good friend of our parents, so we take a little liberty,
a little liberty there.
But I would certainly want not leave out TMC. Who has certainly stepped up, and I would not like to leave out also, in fact, I'd be remiss if I had left out Jim Click and his organization, and they are certainly doing a great job in being able to help us this year. And but we're also looking forward to being able to not just meet the challenge of being able to reach our goal, but our challenge always is that in economic tough times like we have right now, the need grows.
Right.
And because the need is greater, then that means that
you got to dig deeper.
We got to dig a little bit deeper.
Now, who's next? Have you tapped next year's chairman yet?
Yes, we have. In fact, one of the reasons that I certainly did not want to miss out on mentioning TMC is because the CEO of TMC, Judy Rich, has stepped up already, and she's currently our vice chair for this campaign, and they've run a great campaign over at TMC. They've actually exceeded their goal as a entity there and as a campaigner for this year, but Judy's already signed on to be our campaign chair for next year.
That's fantastic.
She's a great lady.
She is. She's fantastic. A fantastic lady. And she not only has done that, but I hope that folks are seeing our communications and image campaign that we've got going right now around the city. We've got a couple billboards up, and we've got some TV commercials, some radio spots running right now, PSAs running right now, and so we hope that they catch them, because you'll see in that Judy Rich is one of those folks who's lend their credibility to the United Way, because they know how important the work is that we do. Jim Click is participating in that. You'll also see Paul Bonavia, the CEO and president of Unisource and TEP, is participating in that. And we just are happy that even Bob Elliott has stepped up and is participating.
Bob Elliott's great.
Yeah, he is.
Who is this person sitting next to you? She may have just wandered in, but I know I heard her voice.
That's Catherine Siebold, and she's one of the great new additions. I call her one of the early wins in my tenure, because she's our communications and PR director at the United Way.
So. Yeah, and she's been sitting there quietly the whole time prompting, don't forget this.
She has, yeah.
You're and very good at your job, Catherine.
She is, yep. Yeah. Just stop poking me while I'm on the radio.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Now, if somebody wanted to keep track of what's going on at United Way, do you offer like an electronic newsletter? How do they... just keep involved in on a regular basis.
They can keep up to date on our website. That's something that we certainly take to heart. Is that we want the community to be informed about what's going on at the United Way. And so if you just go to our website, you'll catch the latest and greatest news of what's happening with the United Way at our website.
That's great.
And we'll have that posted on the link.
FriendJeff.com. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. FriendJeff.com.
And I understand you guys have a new program, too, where you have a new mentor program.
Mm-hmm,
what is that, for the home building industry?
We do. And we're partnering here with the Builders Association, and it's our C-Corp program. And it's a great program that we get an opportunity to be able to bring in kids that are 18 and above who can participate in this program to learn about the building industry. And it gives them actual skills and give them actual things that they can use to be able to learn a trade. But probably the best part of that is the interaction that they get and actually being with an adult mentor who will help them to be able to learn about the trade, but also learn that there's someone who really does care.
Now, is this an apprenticeship program?
It is not an apprenticeship program, but it is one where we hope that through this that they may create an interest.
Perfect.
Whether it's in architecture, whether it's in the actual building and construction trade, or whether it's just to be able to continue their education.
That's
we
fabulous.
Hope that somehow that it causes something positive to light up in these kids.
Absolutely.
Who participate.
Yeah, they're, you know, we're involved in a,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say we're involved in an organization called the Arizona Builders Alliance. And the Arizona Builders Alliance has a great apprenticeship program. And you wouldn't think, gosh, there's plenty of electricians out there. There's plenty of plumbers out there. There's plenty of There's not. And kids coming out of high school that are looking for a vocation, you would think, well, gosh, you know, if you became an electrician, you're employable anywhere.
Yeah.
If you knew how to bend sheet metal and work for an HVAC guy, you could work anywhere.
Okay.
But there's the, there's just this disconnect, it seems. So the Arizona Builders Alliance kind of jumped on that, and they got a lot of their companies to support apprenticeship programs, and you've got these kids going in, and after a time they come out full-fledged electricians, plumbers, whatever it is, but there's a step that's missing there, and you're filling it because someone's got to help educate these kids that, hey, this guy over here that's you know, this electrician, I got to hang out with him for a little bit of time, and he's quite an interesting guy, and he's got a good lifestyle. Who I never thought about being an electrician. That might be a great vocation for me.
Well, it helps
for you guys.
It is, and it helps to make it real and to create a reality for the youngsters who need the kind of role models.
Absolutely.
That I think will make them really productive citizens, but also will help to create that great workforce
that we need. Absolutely.
That we need, and that and the future advocates, future volunteers, and future givers that certainly our community needs and that our United Way needs.
Yeah, we always talk about how hard it is to instill a sense of philanthropy in a kid.
Yes.
And really the only way it works is if they see it happen.
It is. Well, you know, which leads into just me having an opportunity to briefly mention one of the affinity groups that the United Way has, and it's our Young Leader Society. And in our Young Leader Society, we have a opportunity to be able to create a pipeline for young leaders to become involved in philanthropy, come involved in being able to give back to the community. And our Young Leader Society's got an event coming up in March that certainly we ask you to go to our website, get some information about, and I think that the community would be very interested in participating with that Young Leaders Society event that's coming up in March. But we did also mention the VITA program, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention that our VITA's got a kickoff coming up on January the 29th at our super site. And our super site is sort of the headquarters for our VITA program, even though our VITA program actually will be administered through 15 different sites around the community. Our super site's having a kickoff event, which will be at 220 South 5th Avenue here in Tucson. And it's at the Army Park Senior Center on the 29th, on Saturday the 29th. And we hope that people will come out and participate.
Hey, Tony, it's Armory.
Army. Oh, excuse me.
Armory. That's okay. You're new in town, right?
Well, and
you probably can't say Saguaro yet either, can you? All right.
Now, since we have the, we were just talking about the VITA program. The first caller who, calls
trivia
in,
question.
Trivia question. First person to call in and tell us how much money that program brings back into Tucson, gets a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield Florist.
That's right.
Tony, we have, you know, just literally a couple minutes left.
Okay.
And, you know, you are the new president CEO. You know, we were talking earlier before the show began, and the new mantra over there is it's a new day at the United Way.
Yes, it is.
Good.
And give us just, you know, in the last couple of minutes, let's see the vision for the United Way during your tenure.
Great. The mission of the United Way, as you heard me say earlier, is to build a better community for all. And it's the for all portion of that mission statement that I like the most. There's a gap between the foothills and South Tucson that is growing. But it's the mission of the United Way, along with our partner agencies, to be able to bridge that gap. And I believe that by strengthening our organization, by looking for better opportunities to collaborate and to partner with our partner agencies, with the school districts, with the corporations, with the and with the community at large, and I believe that we can help to bridge that gap, and I believe that we can strengthen our United Way to be able to be the strong United Way that Tucson and Southern Arizona needs and deserves.
Fantastic, fantastic, and but And by the way, Fred forgot to give the phone number out.
Yeah, it's 529-3508. So if anybody, the first person to call in, 529-3508, tells us how much money the VITA program brings in, I'll get that dozen roses. Tony,
welcome to Tucson.
We appreciate you being here.
6 months. We hope you're here a long time, and we hope you're super successful.
Well, thanks so much.
So and good luck. Good luck and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you guys also. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Fred and Jeff Show. We'll see you next week right here on The Jolt, 1330 AM. And don't forget, you can listen to the show again on FredJeff.com or download us at iTunes. Have a great week.
Okay, everybody, listen up.
This is Tucson's Jolt.
Tucson's Jolt.
KJLL.
Now you're talking.
South Tucson.